Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I mentioned this on the air, and I mean, talking about patient.
Yeah.
Satan is so patient, and his disciples are so patient. These things are unfolding. So you're telling people 5 years in advance, listen, we don't need to do this because this is going to happen. They go, that's no way that can happen. 5 years later, it happens. They go, I'll be doggone. Man. It's like, you should.
Remember the last time we said that?
It was 5 years ago. Well, they took the internet, which was free. It was totally free. In other regards, nobody controlled it. It was freedom. It's like the Wild Wild West. You could do whatever. And all of our industries move there. All of our banks have moved there. And all of our young folks are doing their game things. I mean, everything's happened. So much stuff's on the internet. It's amazing. Well, they couldn't control it. They couldn't tax it. They make money when you mail a letter. They got that thing taxed. But an email, you can't tax an email. Yeah. They want to tax. You can't control unless you tax. So they had to begin to move the internet up under a governmental agency. And they did it. They actually did it. The chairman, the FCC chairman, back in February 4th, 2015, Tom Wheeler, against everyone's will, began to push the agenda, said, we need to regulate. We need to put the internet up under the FCC to treat it just like the power or like electricity. It's a utility. Mm-hmm. It's not a utility, but that's what they said. And we're going, don't do it. Don't do it. Well, they did it. And guess what? Now it can be regulated, and it's going to be regulated by the very government that said they weren't going to do it. I mean, anytime you give the government a government something, they're going to regulate it. And they said, we're doing this for, you know, net neutrality, all these different things. But understand, as Christians and Jews, you know, we have to stand up and say, we know how this is not going to turn out good for us. You're not going to let us talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
You're going to repress us. You're going to persecute us if we give this freedom up. And it's happening. Well, let's take a glance back at that taking place so you can see it actually happen. It was the FCC, Tom Wheeler, and they're talking about it just passed. Now the FCC's over it. It's going to shock you, but it happened. Take a look.
The chairman of the Federal Communications Commission is proposing tough new regulations today to make sure all internet traffic is treated equally. Chairman Tom Wheeler's net neutrality proposal is designed to prevent broadband providers from slowing down or blocking internet traffic, but the FCC won't go as far as regulating broadband prices.
Because they're concerned about these things that the chairman has already set aside, pricing regulations and unbundling and other elements that are sort of part of this same body of broad authority.
But do you worry? I mean, this is a big change that we're potentially talking about. We're talking about heavy government regulation in an industry that they've largely stayed out of until this point. Does that concern you at all?
Yes, it concerns me at all. Yeah. Yes, it does. Yeah. Think about this, that read scripture. He says, the Lord tells us we can learn about him and consequences and blessings and these type of things by learning what happened before. And there came a time when God's chosen folks, Israel, he just said, listen, you're going into Babylonian captivity. Just shut it down. It's over. You're not listening. I've talked to you for decades now. I've warned king after king after king. I gave reprieve after reprieve. Listen, you're going into Babylonian captivity. When they come, just surrender yourself over to them. Mm. If you don't surrender yourself over to them, it's going to be horrific. It's going to be bad. But just go ahead and go to Babylon, get into the world, live for me in the world, but realize you're going to be in that for a long time, 70 years, as a matter of fact. They took it over. And Nehemiah writes about that because when God began to bring Israel back, he began, that's what Nehemiah is about. And we have a talk, it's so important to understand how to restore the heart of the church by having a heart of Nehemiah, how to restore the church by getting a heart of Nehemiah. But he talks one particular aspect of regulation in Nehemiah. He says, every part of our body is controlled by our oppressor. I mean, every part of our body is controlled by our oppressor. Listen, the internet, think about it. Cars run by the internet now. Some people's toasters run by the internet. I mean, everything. And Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz, is saying September 30th, they're about to take a vote about giving the internet away. Somebody says, well, that's the ICANN. Well, the ICANN is the one that issues the names. We keep giving away everything, and that's a controlling mechanism. Mm-hmm. And in Revelations chapter 13 talks about the beast economy that you can't buy or sell without being able to have this approval of this beast, this mark thing. Well, understand that it's things are shifting right now, and people are actually playing into the hands of end time prophecy. But like Josiah, we could stand up and say, God, don't take America into this. Keep us out of this, Lord. Help us come back to you. But on September the 30th, they're about to vote. And they're going to vote to give away this free. They've already put it up under FCC, which now gives them a chance to regulate it. And they can decide what they want to do. And imagine the United Nations being over the internet. Imagine President Erdogan of Turkey on a council deciding what you're going to say about Jesus on the internet, all your church, your broadcasting, your streaming, your podcasting, all that stuff comes with the internet. Now imagine in Turkey, this is what he said. They say, you can no longer call your church a church. You have to call it an association. And that's just the beginning of oppression. Listen to Senator Ted Cruz as he's telling us what's going to happen on September 30th. And we need to call our Congress and our senators and let them know, say, don't do this. Not that that would stop the current leadership, but just call them all and say, don't give it away. ICANN, you have to understand, is ICANN. That's who gets your www.yourbusinessname.com.org.net. He wants to give that away.
Yeah.
Take a look.
The internet. America invented it, and it has proven to be an amazing oasis of freedom. Free speech. Each of us able to speak our views online. And free enterprise. Millions of new businesses able to be opened online without any government pre-approval. But all of that could change. Right now, the Obama administration is trying to push through a radical proposal to give away control of the internet to foreign countries. From the very first days of the internet, the American government has maintained domain names and ensured equal access to everyone with no censorship whatsoever. Obama wants to give that power away to an international body called ICANN, which would empower countries like Russia and China and Iran. This internet giveaway poses a great threat to our country's freedom and our national security. Russia and China and Iran don't have a First Amendment. They don't protect free speech, and they actively censor the internet. ICANN could do the same thing, putting foreign countries in charge of what you can say online, prohibiting speech that they disagree with. Foreign governments are already planning to take ICANN and move it overseas so that it not only escapes U.S. law, but in effect turns into a mini United Nations. Unfortunately, Congress hasn't been willing to affirmatively act to prevent this giveaway before the transfer date on September 30th, 2016. That's why I've introduced the Protecting Internet Freedom Act to immediately stop this transfer and protect American sovereignty. Time is running out. And it's going to take the power of the American people and Congress to save the internet. We must keep the internet free. Free of taxes, free of regulation, and free of censorship. America built the internet, and we shouldn't be giving it away to our enemies.
You sure you think you're not going to go, is there anything left to give away? You give it, I mean, it's amazing. We have to apologize to President Carter for giving away the Panama Canal because everybody was so difficult against him on that. And it's like, I don't think there's anything left to give away when you give this everything that runs on the internet and put that up under an international body, ICANN. Yeah, we got to be in. And these paperwork was signed at the United Nations. We talked about that by our president maybe 1 year ago this September. And a lot of things were signed at that time. And it can turn if we turn. As a nation, but if we don't, the nation doesn't turn. The church is going to just still do wonderful. Matter of fact, it's going to do even better, probably under time of persecution.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.